This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston will release his budget Thursday. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber reports advocates and city council members are watching to see how much the new administration allocates for migrant services.
Denver's received $3.5 million from the state and more than $9.5 million from the federal government, but the city has also spent more than $24 million so far. City Council sent a letter to the mayor's office about upcoming budget priorities. They asked the mayor to take into account these emergency costs. The city didn't explicitly plan for that in the past 2 years.
Denverite's Rebecca Tauber. Summit County needs at least 2,500 new rental units to keep up with housing demand, CPR's Matt Bloom.
The study looked at housing needs for the county's workforce. On top of the thousands of units needed for commuters who live outside the county, another 700 are needed for people living in cars, hotels, or on couches. County commissioners requested the research to help inform future decisions. It recommends building more workforce-only communities and marketing them directly to Spanish-speaking residents. Other recommendations involve turning vacant land or abandoned buildings into affordable housing. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The Rocky Mountain Showdown between the University of Colorado and Colorado State University football teams has sold out Boulder's Folsom Field. But fans can watch for free at CSU's Canvas Stadium. The game is Saturday at 8 o'clock p.m. You're listening to CPR News.